scripture reading is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22.
제가 봉독하겠습니다.
Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen.
When many people feel the love of Father God for the start, for the first time and feel His grace and love, they would like to become joy to Father God by committing themselves. However, you know, it's not enough if we have a change of mind. Even if we commit everything that we got, we'd like to give pure gold to Father God. However, you may give wood, straw, jewel, or even if it's gold, it may be 14 carats, 18 carats instead of pure gold. What I mean is, you can give to Father God to the extent you cultivate your heart. You have to change your heart to give your faith to Father God as pure as gold. I hope that you can listen to this message and make it a word of blessing to change your heart. To have a sincere heart, first of all, you have to accomplish a heart of goodness from Father God's perspective. And in order to do that, you have to reflect your heart upon the truth, and you gotta accomplish a big heart. And second, to accomplish a sincere heart, you gotta have a love. In order to do that, you have to be able to make sacrifice, and you should believe and trust others. Last time, I explained about heart of not being disheartened, heart of mourning, heart of forgiving, heart of seeking others' benefit, and heart of rejoicing with the truth. Tonight, I'm going to tell you about how to accomplish a big heart, and I'm going to also talk about sacrifice and trusting and believing in others. Now, first of all, you gotta accomplish a big heart. You know, those with big heart can rejoice and give thanks even in very difficult situation. No matter what situation is, their love for Father God doesn't change. Since their love, joy, and thanksgiving does not change even during the refinement, they can bypass the refinements and become even bigger vessel. It's like, you know, a single throwing of a stone to a big lake does not make any difference to the lake. You know, they don't change even at any difficulties. Instead, however, on the contrary, men with a narrow heart can be affected by a very trivial matter. They change their mind, and their heart is swayed back and forth, and they are easily get upset, and they feel disheartened. When things are not in accordance with their hearts or thoughts, they easily upset, and they bear ill feelings, and they get easily upset and angry. Well, they seem to be very gentle in the church, but when they go back home, why didn't you do that? No, they easily get upset. And they are disheartened by what their family members do to them. So, but problem is, they can do so in front of Father God too. When they don't get what they want, or when they are disappointed with the things that they want to do, they easily get disheartened. Well, when they receive grace through the message, they make up their mind not to do it again. However, it does not mean that they can change, actually. So, I would like to ask you to see how much you hurt others and how selfish you were. And you have to fervently pray, and you have to try and make an effort to consider other situation when you face a similar situation. You have to stop and consider what is goodness and what is peace. Even though you easily upset and you realize it, if you don't discover the root of that character, you cannot easily change. When Father God tested our shepherd, even though those moments were not easy to solve, Father God was so pleased with what the shepherd was doing. Our shepherd always thought about souls from God's perspective. He didn't sway back and forth. He was not biased. He always found a good answer and gave it to Father God. He glorified Father God, and he gave only the good things to Father God and the members, and he took all the blame for himself. He was searching for Father God's will and love in everything. But what about us? Is there anything that you yourself want to do for your own benefit? You have to break that narrow mind and change into big heart. Instead of choosing something for your good, you have to listen to others. And even though it is not in accordance with your thought, you should be ready to help others. For example, you wanted to become a district leader, but it didn't come true. You wanted to become the head of United Mission, but you didn't make it. Then you easily get upset, and you got disappointed. And when you are given a duty that you didn't want to receive, then you ignore the duty. Let's say you wanted to become a district leader, but you became a sub-district leader. Then you ignore your duty, and you don't even help the district leader. So, like this, men with a small, narrow-minded cannot make peace. Instead, peace is broken because of them. So you have to know, if you break peace, you have a very narrow mind. Worldly people say they are so narrow-minded. Whatever they do, whatever they think, is not big enough to embrace everything. Your action, your thought, your behavior is not something they can embrace. But because of that, you easily break peace. Even though so many people are receiving grace, once you appear, peace is broken. What you have seen meetings, even in the world, when someone appears, peace is broken. Even when they have fun, someone appears, the fun is gone. People there already know it, so they wish the person wouldn't come. However, that person always appears. And when he appears, everybody becomes nervous. Because he is so narrow-minded man, they have no idea what he will be upset with. I don't like this cup. I don't like this seat. You know? I don't like your story. He breaks peace. He breaks peace. So it's not easy to make peace with him. So, wherever you are, you have to see whether you are the one who is breaking the peace. Since you have a narrow mind, you cannot embrace others. What about in your family? There is a discord between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. When they, both of them are narrow-minded men, you know, they will easily get upset and they will argue all the time. If one of them is bigger vessel, then the one with bigger vessel will embrace the other. However, since they are both narrow-minded men, they break peace all the time. The same applies to spouse and then husband and wife. Even if they want to make peace, it doesn't happen. they stick to your own idea, their own idea. They don't serve each other. They want to be served. And they got easily upset when things are not in accordance with your thoughts. And even more, such people try to get away from a group. Well, you can see some people, you know, who are easily isolate themselves from the group. You know, even though it means, you know, they were going to experience some disadvantage, when things are not in accordance with their thoughts, when people do not agree with their thoughts, you know, they get away from the group by being upset. Even if people accept what they say, actually that idea makes others, you know, troubled. So with this kind of narrow mind, you cannot accomplish his big heart. Thoughts can be different. We have to admit it. Okay? In many cases, we are different. But many people say others are wrong. Okay? It is not the matter of right and wrong. It is a matter of difference. So you have to realize this, and you have to enlarge your heart. When we are kids, you know, we, you know, express ourselves. But when we grow up, we realize that, you know, peace is broken when we stick to our own opinions. Sometimes we learn. Sometimes we have to sacrifice ourselves. Sometimes we have to yield to others. We should be able to learn, to understand others, listen to others, and give to others. Now, the big difference between big-hearted man and narrow-minded man is a changing of heart. For example, Daniel and his three friends were big-hearted men. Regardless of their situation and the condition, they showed unchanging love and trust to Father God. Well, we can find such forefathers of faith in the Bible with no changing of mind. So when you find them in the Bible, you have to pray to accomplish that heart. When our shepherd read the Bible, and whenever he found them, he made up his mind, and while reading the Bible, he accomplished the heart. When he read the Bible a second time, he found it was even easier compared to the first time. And when he read the Bible a third time, he realized that he was so close to the heart that he wanted to resemble. Like this, he resembled the Lord and he resembled the Father God, said he. He has shown unchanging love and trust in Father God regardless of situation and condition. He didn't sway back and forth even at the threat of life, even if it doesn't. Even if it doesn't save me and I will be burned in the blazing furnace, I will give thanks. Our shepherd had this kind of heart. Well, you did your best. You committed everything. You were faithful. But Father God does not look at your difficulty. What would you feel? Would you be able to give thanks to God and love God and trust God? Believe in God? Can you do that? Daniel and his three friends were like that. What about Mary Magdalene? Even though Jesus seemed to ignore her, she didn't have any misunderstanding. Does he love other woman than me? Doesn't he love me anymore? She didn't have this kind of fleshly thought at all. No changing of mind. It is a condition to have a big heart. Can I become like Daniel and three friends or Mary Magdalene? Why don't you put yourself into their shoes? In many cases, one of the biggest reasons that you don't come into spirit is this changing of mind. like Mary Magdalene or fathers of faith. When you face difficulties or trouble, you think of Father God who saved you. You think of the shepherd and his love who helped you all the time. You should be able to give thanks and bypass all those troubles. It's very important to see whether you have changing of heart or not. Because this changing of mind is a result from a narrow mind. Because of narrow mind, you easily change your mind when there is a small condition, changes. And when you change your mind, you come up with this excuse and that excuse. However, instead of changing your mind, you have to remember Father God who gave you grace and love and give thanks. If you make an excuse, if you put blame on others, it means it proves that you have a narrow mind. It's like you're confessing that, you know, my vessel is small as this. Let's say there is a huge pot of soup and you put a little dash of salt. You know what? That amount of salt does not affect the taste of the soup. However, if the soup is contained in a very small cup, and if you put one dash of salt, the taste of soup will be changed. It will become salty. By the same token, if you have a narrow mind, by one small outside fact, your heart can change easily. So if you want to change yourself, you should not come up with any kind of excuse. You'd rather admit it. Yes, I changed my mind. I'm a narrow-minded man, but I want to change. You have to make a confession, and you have to show your deed in truth. Man with a big heart does not lose peace in his heart, even though he faces so troublesome situations, and he doesn't change his mind at all in any given situation. Well, men with the changing of mind eventually betray people. That's the sinful attributes. Father God hates changing of mind and betrayal. So you can see those who betrayed were not forgiven, both in the Old and New Testaments. Judas Iscariot was greedy, sold Jesus, and he regretted it. He didn't know that our Lord would be crucified on the cross, even though he returned the money that he received. You know, he committed suicide later. However, he was not forgiven. So you can see that, you know, when he was, you know, committed suicide, he was hanging on the cross, you know, hanging on the wood, you know, his, you know, abs were burst out. What about Apostle Paul? One of his co-workers went to the world. He repented back and came back. Apostle Paul didn't accept him. As you can see, betrayal was not tolerated. And it's not tolerated in the Bible. Well, to come into spirit, by all means, you have to get rid of changing of mind. When you change your mind, the reason is not from outside. It is actually inside you. You have to admit it. If your heart is filled with the truth, you will never change your heart. You will never change your mind, even you are going to see great benefit. However, some people say, well, if I do this, it is more beneficial to Father God's kingdom. No, it will do more good to others. They come up with this excuse and change their mind. Father God does not like in a changing of mind. So even in the Old Testament, If you make up your mind to give this lamb, even if you have a better lamb, you should not change your mind to give the original lamb. If you want to give this better lamb, then you have to give both lamb to Father God. What does it say so? Because Father God does not like changing your mind. Well, if you change your mind, just the way you thought, you know, it can be more beneficial to others. However, it is only more beneficial in the sight of man. When God ordered King Saul to destroy Amalekites, Saul deteriorated the word of Father God. He didn't kill the king of Amalek. He saved birds. And he said he wanted to give sacrifice with these good animals. Well, his excuses seemed, you know, good to the ears of people. However, Father God said in 1 Samuel 15:22, Samuel said, "Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed them the fat of lambs." No matter how good you give to Father God, if you disobey the word of God, it's not good. It's useless. The obedience that Father God likes is the obedience that even if you face some loss. When people obey according to their own thought, it's not considered a true obedience. You have to obey it according to the one who gives the order. That's true obedience. If you say you obey, but if you change the order according to your thought, that's not obedience, that's disobedience. When I deal with workers, you know, that kind of things can be found easily. Well, we don't allow people to collect money among members. However, some collect money among members to pay the highway fee or for meal. Shepherd, you know, taught them many times. But some people doesn't change. Then shepherd does not teach them anymore. So you have to obey with the heart of Father God and the church and the Lord and the shepherd by the thought of Spirit. If you make an excuse with your case, then that's disobedience. If you just obey as the shepherd ordered, then you will be good. Obedience is better than sacrifice, says the Lord. You know, there are no people who will disobey before His face. However, we've seen so many results of disobedience in this church. Well, the problem was, they interpreted the word of instruction of the shepherd for their own benefit, and they thought that they obeyed. Why did they do that? It's because they have greed, selfishness, and arrogance. Because of these fleshly attributes, they couldn't make perfect obedience. Unless they got rid of them, they cannot make perfect obedience. Even though they wanted to obey, they say they obey. However, when they face something that goes beyond their capability, they do within the scope of their capability, and they say they obeyed. And people with greed and selfish mind do things according to their benefit. They don't consider the one who gave them order. They just think of their thought, and they do not according to the order of the senior, but they don't realize it. I'm a member of United Mission. I'm representing my mission. You have to think about your mission. However, you don't realize that the benefit of your mission conflicts with the benefit of the whole church. You have to see the bigger picture. So you should be able to yield in this case.
Well,
many people don't realize that if going to the way of A and going to way of B, both are okay, then they try to take the A for the benefit of their mission. However, in a bigger picture, if going to the way of B is better for this church, then you have to choose B. To accomplish a big heart, you gotta get rid of this changing of mind. Once you do that, many things can change. Do not use any fleshly thought, but believe in the word of God, word of the shepherd, and just obey it. Even though you are short of many things, Father God will fill the lackage and where He will work. If you obey, even though it is not in accordance with your thought or your theory, then Father God will work as He sees your obedience. And consequently, impossible things become possible, and the possible things will be even more prosperous. However, if you have changing of mind, then you will run after your benefit, and you will eventually disobey. Well, actually, when you listen to this message for a while, you remember this word and try to make an effort. However, just making an effort is not enough. You actually have to get rid of changing of mind for you from your heart. Then you will not repeat this part. Otherwise, you will just make an effort, and that's it. So remember, you have to get rid of this fleshly tribute. Say, you made a contract, but you are proposed with the contract that will become bigger profit. What did you do? Since you heard the word of truth, you make up your mind not to change your mind. You didn't actually change your mind. However, it does not mean that you didn't change your mind because you don't have the attribute of changing your mind. So even after you didn't change your mind, even after you didn't convert the contract, now you have to actually look at your heart. Didn't you have any conflict in your heart? You have to see whether you thought, man, if I'm, change the contract, then it will be more benefit. You have to see whether you have conflicts in your heart like this. Only when you don't have this conflict at all, then you can safely say that you got no fleshly attribute of changing your mind. You don't regret. You should be able to give thanks for the fact that you didn't have any conflict in your heart. You should not have any kind of conflict or feelings later on. In order to do this, then you have to keep your heart from a very trivial thing. You choose A. But when you see case B, you got conflict in your heart. Then you still have the changing of mind. You got to realize this. And you have to discover it. And you have to try hard to get rid of it eventually. So you can do this when you try from the trivial thing. Even though you made up your mind, even in your heart, that you have to keep it, even to yourself, no matter how small it is. If you say, that's nothing, and you change your mind, then eventually you will grow up to become a bigger fleshly attribute of changing your mind. When you're a kid, you made up your mind, but you change your mind later on. And as you grew up, his attribute grew up accordingly. So you change your mind easily as you become an adult. You should not have this between the relationship between others. Because if you do so, you will change your mind between you and Father God as well. You have to know if you change your mind so easily, how terrible sin it is. You've got to realize it. So many people received grace and blessing through the shepherd. They were healed of serious diseases. They solved great problems that they couldn't solve. And they eventually came to have hope for New Jerusalem. Now, if you change your mind about the shepherd, then that's not just changing your mind for the shepherd. You change your mind for Father God. That's why Father God says, you changed your mind for me because you changed your mind for your shepherd. So I cannot trust you. If you have no trust in the relationship between others, then you will have less trust relationship between Father God and you. So please, get rid of the changing of mind. You make up your mind when you receive grace. Some people say, some people feel, so much rejoiced and make a confession. Then, I feel like I've become a man of spirit now. Once you receive that grace, do not forget that and change your mind. You have to put that grace and fullness into your heart and change your heart. To accomplish a sincere heart, second of all, you have to accomplish true love. So many people, actually all people talk about love. You say, I love you, to many people. I love you. I love you, Father. I love you, Lord. I love you, Shepherd. I love you, darling. I love you, baby. So many people talk about love, and they say they do love each other. However, the standard of true love is the Word of God. Love of the world is generally seducing, selfish, and eventually changes. However, the true love that belongs to Father God does not change at all forever. It is followed with deeds and truth. 1 John 3:18 says, Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. If you love, it must be followed by deed and the truth. It's useless if you just love with your tongue or lips. You say you love. However, you make others trouble. You say, I love you too much. One day cannot pass without seeing you while giving troubles to others. That's not true love, is it? That's fleshly love. Spiritual love is not like this. So in order to have this kind of true love, first of all, you should be able to sacrifice yourself. There is fleshly love and spiritual love. Fleshly love is useless, meaningless, and it decays. If you are betrayed, if you are troubled because of love, that's fleshly love. We cannot call it true love. Pastor Seung-Shin Lee once testified that she met a man. They made a promise to get married. However, when he knew that she was coming to Manmin Central Church, he criticized the church and the shepherd. She saw him changing. So, she decided not to marry him. She realized how meaningless the fleshly love is. So, she made a mind to go to New Jerusalem. And she has been so fervent till today. You know, this is what our shepherd said. You know, she loved him because, you know, he did great things to her. However, after she came to the church, he criticized the shepherd in the church. And she realized that was fleshly love. Since she loves Father God from her depth of heart, she decided not to marry him. Fleshly love changes when it is not for their benefit. So you have to have true love. True love sacrifices themselves. True love is spiritual love. The definition is written in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Spiritual love has no evil at all. It has no spot. It is clean. It is giving. Love is giving. It doesn't want to receive. It rather gives. Fleshly love wants to receive. Spiritual love loves to give. With spiritual love, you rejoice, you feel happy to give. You know, I love him so much, so I give and give and give. But I'm tired of giving. Well, that's fleshly love. If you give and give and give, you have to check whether you are giving or want to receive. The ultimate level of spiritual love is give everything that you got and sacrifice yourself, even your life. You want to be recognized. You want to be acknowledged. You want to receive. That's fleshly love. However, spiritual love is giving and giving and giving. The one who truly loves the Lord does not change their love for the Lord even at the threat of life. They eventually die martyrdom. What is it that they cannot give when they can give their lives for the Lord? Now, ask yourself, are you giving everything to the Lord? Many people say so. However, you don't give everything that you got to the Lord. Some people still love the world. Others have something that the Lord dislikes. People have pride in their heart. They still keep it. In fact, this pride stop many people from entering spirit. When they get rid of this pride, then they can rejoice and give thanks whenever they are rebuked by Father God. Without pride, shepherd can rebuke them. But shepherd said that he couldn't rebuke them because they still have pride. Because of pride, they will be hurt in their heart, and they will have ill feelings. So in order to help them not to have ill feelings, shepherd could not rebuke them. So if you are rebuked, you should be able to give thanks. You are blessed. You are the ones who can go to New Jerusalem. This is what the shepherd said. Those who got rid of pride can say Amen, even though they were rebuked in front of other people. Pride is something that a narrow-minded man has. Some people come to the shepherd and repent, but there are others who cannot repent because of their pride. And it becomes a wall, and they face troubles because of the wall. When the shepherd rebukes or gives advice, you should be able to say amen and accept it without any ill feelings. However, even though they have no pride before the Lord and the shepherd, they still keep the pride before others. Because of their pride, over very small matter, peace is broken among people. Because of this pride, they cannot accomplish true love by giving, by sacrificing themselves. Let me introduce one episode. For World Cup, El Salvador and Honduras and football elimination games. But some people commit suicide because of them. Honduras lost the game. An Honduras woman committed suicide because of that. Those two countries love football so much. And they got so proud of their football game. And since they had the dispute at the border, it actually developed into a war. And El Salvador invaded Honduras. And for 4 days, there were about like 2,000 casualties. It was called football war. Many people say, how can they wage war over the football game? But think about this case. Because of your pride, you argue with your husband or your wife. Because of your pride, you cannot say you are sorry to your own children. And because of that, your children got hurt. I met a man. There were children who were arguing over food, and then the father said, how can you, argue before your father? So I told him, why don't you say, because he had the pride of being a father, he thought, he'd better rebuke his children while, his children, had argument before him. But so I told him to rebuke him in a gentle voice. And before doing that, you should say, you have to say, you are sorry to your children. It took time for him. Anyway, finally, he said he was sorry to his children. Then his children said, we're sorry, Father, we did wrong. After that, they were able to talk in love. They became a beautiful family. You want to make peace because of pride. You cannot say you're sorry because of pride. And peace is broken. Well, love gives everything. To do that, you should be able to get rid of pride. You cannot even accept others because of your pride. If you love, you give everything. You say you love, but you are hurt in your heart because of your pride. Let's think about our shepherd. After he met the Lord, he has loved God and the Lord foremost of all. He has loved Father God more than anything and more than anyone in this world. When Father God says, get rid of this, don't do that, our shepherd has never hesitated. No matter what he used to like before, if when the God says that's not good, then he got rid of it right away. Let's say, I told you that love gives everything, but you don't easily get rid of pride. But as he read the Bible, when he found what Father God dislikes, then he got rid of it. When Father God said he does not like color of black, he got rid of black color. He used to like to eat, you know, the pork. But when it is found detestable in the Bible, he didn't eat. He got no strings attached. When Father God says he doesn't like it, then he started to dislike it. He had a very strong pride, proud man. But after he accepted the Lord, he got rid of him. Since he truly loves the Lord, he could get rid of everything that is called self. So, not only before the Lord, but with many, but with everyone, he hasn't broken any peace. He got no one that he feels uncomfortable with, and he does not hate anyone. He doesn't have anybody he has ill feelings with. He loves everybody. Everybody seems to be lovable. So if you love the Lord like this, there's nothing you cannot get rid of. If you can give your life for the Lord, then you can naturally get rid of every form of evil. Our Lord said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you truly love your neighbor, then you should be able to give everything that you got to your neighbor. What about souls that are entrusted to the shepherd? When he became a pastor, he was able to love the souls the Father God gave to him all the more. He has even given everything he got to the souls. He prayed for souls. He shed tears for the souls. He fasted for souls. He tried everything to lead them to New Jerusalem. He still does. Since the shepherd has been doing it with truth and deed, he has borne such good fruits today. What about you? Do you truly love the Lord foremost of all and give everything that you got? Do you truly love your souls as you love yourself? And do you sacrifice everything for them? True love is not love. I mean, true love is to do, is doing good to everybody. If you do good to the one that you, to those who love you, but if you don't do good to those who do not love you, that's not true love. Our Lord said in Luke 6, verses 32 and 33, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. Even sinners love those who love Him. No matter how evil the sinner is. So if you can sacrifice everything that you got, then you can even love those who hate you. And you can do good things to those who bring you trouble. You don't give within your own capability. You sacrifice everything. Well, if you help others only when you are able, that's not true love. It's not easy to help others when you are short of many things. However, since the start of this church, our shepherd has helped many people. But he didn't do that because he was able. Of course, Father God gave him everything that he wanted. However, to help others, he didn't eat what he wanted to eat. He saved everything that he could use for himself. He only helped people by faith. He could do that because he loved souls. Sacrifice is giving everything. He didn't sacrifice because he had many things to give. Even though he didn't have anything, he gave. When he went to crusade, he didn't come out of his room. Senior pastor, this city has this good place. Why don't you go out? However, senior pastor has stayed in that room with a very small amount of food. Even though the city was a beautiful city, he didn't come out of his room He saved even that time for souls in the crusade. Our shepherd desires to lead you to New Jerusalem with, by all means, because he loves you. He doesn't need to do that if he wanted to go to New Jerusalem by himself. Well, he does that because, you know, because he loves Father God and the Lord. But he loves you so much. That's why he is ready to sacrifice everything that he got. Only he can lead you to New Jerusalem. Father God told him, it's your duty to love your souls to New Jerusalem. Senior pastor said he would like to lead you by dragging you to New Jerusalem. From 2010, and this year 2016, for people of spirit, for people of whole spirit, even for those who didn't enter spirit yet, to keep the promise to lead you to New Jerusalem, he has done everything by love and with joy. Father God said to him, it's your duty to lead your souls to New Jerusalem. Since Father God said so, our shepherd has paid attention to everyone who does not lie, who got no narrow mind, who got no changing of mind, who got no betrayal, who got no greed, who got no pride, who is good, who is gentle, who loves God. Our shepherd is searching for those people. Who is good, who got no changing of mind. He is always searching for such people. Among pastors, among Levi workers, in branch churches, in performing arts committee, among elders, he's searching for such people. However, our shepherd said, those who are not like them are also, he loves them. If he can bring them to New Jerusalem by sacrificing everything that he got, he will not hesitate. Just like Moses did, just like Apostle Paul did, our shepherd loves you with the heart of the Lord. 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016.
이런 시간이 이렇게 99의 공의를 감당하는 시간이 길 줄 생각 안
He didn't expect that for 6 years he has paid the price for 99% of justice.
많은 영혼이 세상에 함께 할 수 있다면 기쁨으로
But he didn't care. He didn't even actually thought about, you know, how long it's been. In 2010, if you think about that year alone, we didn't expect that hundreds of thousands of people can go to New Jerusalem. You didn't expect it for yourself to go to New Jerusalem. You thought only special ones could go to New Jerusalem. You know that it's not easy to live like the forefathers in the Bible. So you didn't expect it. You thought only special ones could do that. However, as you look at the shepherd who has given everything, you made up your mind. Thanks to the shepherd, my character changed. Thanks to the shepherd, my personality changed. Thanks to the shepherd, just as you heard in the testimony of Mommy Magazine, you changed your mind and you became the fruit. Our shepherd hopes for the day to go to New Jerusalem together with you. I hope that you can deal with the souls that you are entrusted with this kind of love. First of all, I would like to ask you to accomplish true love. With which you can give everything you got. That's true love. True love is to be ready to give everything that you got. Now, to accomplish true love, you have to trust others. Trust is the basic element of true love. If you truly love the Lord, then you will say amen to whatever he says. You will not make any excuse but obey, even if the Lord tells you to die right away. You will not use any fleshly thought. Why does he say so? Trust is obedience and is deed. Those who truly love Father God in the Bible trusted God 100% without exception. And deed was followed. If you truly trust God, you will not commit sin leading to death. You will not violate the commandments. If you trusted God, you will not do things that will take you to hell. When senior pastor ruptured his fingers, he said this: fingers got broken. Bones got broken. He got excruciating pain for the first 30 minutes. However, since he trusted God, who can save even the dead, he didn't worry about it by 1%. He believed that Father God would make it better. That's trust. If you just say, I love you with lips only, then you cannot entrust Father God by 100%. But our forefathers trusted Father God 100%. Abraham didn't use any fleshly thought when Father God told him to give his only son Isaac as burnt sacrifice. He didn't talk with his wife Sarah, because he knew that his wife would reject the idea to give clean sacrifice to Father God. He didn't talk with his wife. He did that because he trusted Father God 100%. He did that to obey 100%. Since you heard this message many times, you may say, I can do that too. However, you should know, if you cannot trust the shepherd 100%, then you cannot trust the Lord 100% who is not visible. 1 John 4:20 says, if someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who doesn't love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. If you cannot trust the shepherd, you cannot trust the Lord. Our shepherd does not force you to trust him. He has shown you many evidences that you can trust him. Our Lord said in John 14, verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. The Lord said, if you cannot believe me because of the signs and wonders that I manifested. That's what the Lord said. Because that is the evidence that Father God is with him. The signs and wonders that our Lord manifested is the evidence that you can trust the Lord. All the signs and wonders and power of God that our shepherd has manifested, where did it come from? It's from Father God. Psalm 62, verse 11 says, once God has spoken, twice I have heard this. The power belongs to God. So, trusting the shepherd, who is guaranteed by the power of God, is to trust God. When you trust him like this, your confession of love can become true. If you don't trust him, but say, I love him, and that's a lie. When you believe him and trust him, then you can be united with one, as one with the shepherd. And they can receive answers when the shepherd prays for them. And when they receive prayer from the shepherd, answers come. Blessings come upon them. Just as I resemble the Lord, you resemble me. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Many pastors mix the word of God with worldly things. They don't interpret the word of God. They don't interpret the Bible only by the word of God, but they mix it with the worldly things. However, since our shepherd met God, he has never stopped praying to God. For 7 years, he prayed and fasted to receive God's revelation and explanation about the Bible. Since he lives only by the word of God, he can say, resemble me. Apostle Paul said, resemble me. Back then, people could see what was the work of the Lord by seeing the work of Apostle Paul. We cannot see the life of the Lord and the works of the Lord. However, as we see the works of our shepherd, then we can see the works of the Lord. He showed example of how to pray, how to believe. Only by faith, we have witnessed it. He has thought about the souls and the will of Father God all the time. Such a shepherd, we have to resemble. I hope that you can share true love by trusting Him and believing in Father God. If you can trust Father God 100% and Father God trusts you 100%, then Father God can do great works through you. That's what our shepherd is doing. If he can trust someone 100%, then he can entrust the work of God. As you saw in Mommy Magazine, when she remembers the work and things the shepherd did to her, she could feel the love. If you can show love that you receive from the shepherd, then you can have true love. Our shepherd shed tears thinking of the situation of souls. I tried to understand someone. Try to understand his situation. There must be a reason that he did that. I tried to understand him. However, our shepherd didn't even think that he might have some kind of reason. Until that person saying, I was sick, I had this kind of trouble, that's why I did that. He didn't think about it. He just believed him. Then I realized that I didn't put myself into his shoes. Our shepherd believes in everybody by faith. Just like him, we should deal with people and souls like that. The members of group, your family member, brothers and sisters in faith, you should believe them, hope for them. Don't try to find any reason because it may help you, it may, you know, cause you to judge and condemn. You should have true love to trust them 100%. Our shepherd made an example of Elder Vin. He said that he trusts Elder Vin 100%. Recently he said so too. We've been accomplishing the world mission this far. It's thanks to Mamin workers. Every one of them obeyed. They couldn't see the future. However, they believed me, trusted me. They could have said, in this kind of situation, you know, we cannot do that. So we have to withdraw. However, even in that difficult situation, especially Elder Vin didn't even say so. He rather believed in the shepherd and obeyed him. We experienced many interference and hindrances of other people when we went to crusade. However, he's never conveyed that rumors to the shepherd. He has rather said, everything is prosperous. He delivered only the good news. When there is an urgent situation, he just discussed it to solve problems by the will of Father God. Our shepherd once mentioned about people who obeyed and worked well. And he said, because thanks to those people, we have accomplished this world mission so far. Just the way our Father God trusts the shepherd. Since our shepherd has obeyed by faith in any given situation, he trusts our workers by faith, who obeys in any given situation. Now, just as he trusts us, we also have to trust him. Even though we are not perfect yet, he believes and hopes that we will eventually come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. We should be able to do the same to other members as well. And we can have a bigger heart. I hope that you can accomplish true love based on this perfect trust. When you have a heart of goodness and true love, then you can own and possess sincere heart. Then you will be given perfect faith. This faith is spiritual faith that Father God gives. If you have this perfect faith, then you will not change your mind in any situation, and you will obey to the word of Father God 100%. When you pray fervently, the power of God will follow. You can communicate with Father God clearly, and you will bear fruit. You will have the fruit of health and finance. Father God's answer will be shown in whatever you do. I hope that you can come into this level as you make this message yours. Let me conclude this message. You've heard so many messages. You have said you love the shepherd and you advanced into spirit. However, when you listen to the message, when you find your shortage, you have to put everything as nothingness, which means don't be proud of what you have accomplished, but start from nothing as if you are a new Christian. When you find your shortages, you heard about true love. Now you realize that you didn't give everything with true love. Then don't look at your situation, but say yes and amen, and try to accomplish it as if you become a novice Christian. If you think about what you have accomplished, then you just stop. You have to humble yourself. And as you humble yourself, you should not make fleshly mourning or disappointed. You should be rather ill and see the others and rejoice with the truth. You have to seek for others' benefit. You have to consider other situations. You have to rejoice with the small things first. You have to make up your mind that this is your last chance. With that kind of mind, you should not put delay. You have to break what you have to break. You have to reap and turn back for what you have to turn back. I hope you can accomplish sincere heart by doing that. In order to accomplish goodness from Father God's perspective, you have to have a big heart. Instead of thinking of your benefit, you have to embrace others. In order to accomplish true love, you should be able to give everything that you got, and you have to trust 100% others. This message itself is not difficult. So, you have to practice this word. You shouldn't have no pride. You should be able to sacrifice yourself for others. You have to put it in your heart. And in your prayer, you have to find what you are missing. Then you can live the life that Father God wants you to live. Find what you are short of by the word. You received grace last week, and you thought to yourself, I've changed this much. Don't stop there. Change your heart until you reach the level that Father God wants you to reach. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you may accomplish a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. Let's think of the message and pray together. Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and on the internet and through GCN in brain churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe. Drive away all negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit, with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Father, scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Father, protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. And heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see. Deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerve tissues and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits. deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and the power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them. Let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week. Bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, workplace, family, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervent passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received the answers and blessings from Father God. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.